In Christ's name, welcome to you all this evening to this service of Union, members of the congregations of Strathmartin and of Chalmers Ardler, any members of the local community, members of Presbytery, and any visitors who may be among us tonight. All are welcome in this place. My name is Alan Reid, and I stand here in my capacity as moderator of the Presbytery of Perth. I'm parish minister in Kinross, and for a year as moderator, I have the privilege of leading significant occasions like this tonight, where together we acknowledge the pain of change and we celebrate the reshaping of the church for the continuing work of ministry and of mission in this area. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Dwelling in him, we bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Heeding his commands, we dwell in his love. Let us worship God together as we humble ourselves before the living God. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
We draw near to God in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, everything in heaven and earth belongs to you because you made it. Every star in the universe, every creature that hides under a rock, every bird that flies high in the sky, and every drop of rain that falls. And you made every person on earth, including each one of us gathered here tonight. Creator God, you not only made the universe, but you sustain it all, giving light and life to this world. We worship you as we bow before your mighty power and majesty. And yet we are assured that you are not a distant God, far above us, but one who is with us here in this place. You are God of the covenant, God of relationship, God who reaches out to human beings again and again until we take notice. And when we do that, we find that you are God who loves us. We see your love most clearly in your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave up all the glories of heaven to come to earth and to live our little life, which is here today and gone tomorrow. He lived and died, and he rose again for our sakes. For this we thank you. We adore you. We confess that we do not always pay attention to your love. We take it for granted. We dismiss its power. We confess that as a church, we are grappling around in the dark much of the time, even as Christ is our light. We are lost and we are lonely, even as Jesus is our friend and brother. Yet still we are hopeful and we are thankful because the church belongs to you, with Lord Jesus Christ at the head and the Holy Spirit living in each of us. We pray this evening, O God, as we sit here a while, as we sing and listen to the scriptures, may we hear your voice as a whisper within our hearts. May we feel your presence as a steadying hand upon our arm. May we be filled with joy bubbling up inside us as we place our trust in you, for you are powerful, majestic, almighty God who loves and cares for us and is with us always to the end of the age. We pray in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen. Now Gail is going to come and give us the first reading.
We We read from Deuteronomy chapter 10 from verse 12. Fear the Lord. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord set his affection on your ancestors and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him and take your oaths in his name. He is the one you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Your ancestors who went down into Egypt were 70 in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. Amen.
Our second reading is from John 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Thank you, Jean. And we're going to say together the Lord's Prayer before we move into the next hymn. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We sing the hymn from Psalm 139, "You are before me, God, you are behind." Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, as the school year drew to a close, I got to spend quite a lot of time in end of year assemblies in the local schools in Stobswell. Lots of prizes were awarded, lots of clapping for children and young people until my hands were sore, and some tears, mostly from primary seven children, as the reality dawned on them that this was their last week in the school they knew and perhaps even loved. Despite all the preparation that nowadays goes into this important transition for children, it is still a huge step for them to move from primary school to secondary school. I remember my own move from a very small primary school in the middle of nowhere to a medium-sized secondary school just about in the middle of nowhere very well. And I think I remember the anticipation, the excitement, and the anxiety at that time of change as myself, along with my classmates, inhabited that in-between moment, having left primary school and not yet having started secondary school. You might say that we were on the cusp of our secondary education. I like the word cusp. My mouth has to make all sorts of shapes in order to say it. Cusp. You can play around with it in your mouth. I checked the meaning of the word cusp in the dictionary. It means a point that marks the beginning of change. On Thursday of this week, we have another cusp, a general election. Voting begins in just 36 hours' time. I will leave the speculation as to the result of that election to others, but it is safe to say there will be change. Even if the party in charge remains the same, we are on the cusp of having a new government in Westminster, in whatever shape or form that takes. And for the people of the newly formed, as of yesterday, Craig Isle Church, you are on the cusp of something new. You are on a point of change. And we know that pointy things can be jaggy and sometimes painful when we're prodded with them. Even when change is necessary and welcome, it is always uncomfortable, I think. And sometimes it is painful and often anxiety-inducing. So as I was preparing to preach tonight, I wanted to find a text from the Bible which spoke about people on the cusp of something. And I found one very clear example in the book of Deuteronomy in the reading we heard this evening. Over 3,000 years ago, the people of Israel had been rescued out of slavery in Egypt. Through Moses, God had challenged the Pharaoh to let his people go. But Pharaoh had held on tightly until the people of Israel had crossed over the Red Sea on dry land, and the sea had closed in around the Egyptian army, which were in pursuit of them. The army was annihilated by the surging water as it came back in. The people of Israel were free at last at that point. However, a series of events, and mostly grumbling and disobedience on their part, led them to spend 40 years wandering around in the wilderness, always heading for the promised land, but never quite getting there. Finally, they arrived at the River Jordan, which was the physical barrier between themselves in the wilderness and the promised land at the other side. As the people stopped there on the banks of the River Jordan, they were suspended between the before and after, no longer wandering in the wilderness, not yet inhabiting the promised land. It was at this point, this cusp, that Moses chose to speak to them, to remind them of where they had come from, and to help them make a smooth transition into the next stage of their existence. Moses knew it was that he was not going with them into the promised land. He was old, very old and tired, and he had done his job. But before he died, he wanted to leave the people of Israel with the word of God ringing in their ears, with a reminder of all that God had done for them over these 40 years and more. 40 years of living in tents. 40 years of eating manna, bread from heaven, as their main source of food. 40 years of life under the leadership of Moses. All of this was about to change. In the first chapter, in the first verses of chapter 10, which we didn't read this evening, the bit before the bit we read, Moses had reminded them of the time when he went up the mountain, the second time he went up the mountain, where God once again wrote the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone. Moses had broken the first set in his anger when he came down off the mountain to find they had made an idol of a golden calf. Not a memory they were proud of, I'm sure. However, God had renewed his promise at the second writing on the tablets of stone. Despite their disobedience, God would give the people the land which God had promised to their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because God is a God who keeps his promises. That is as much true today as it was then. Now, on the banks of the river, God was about to fulfill that promise. God would keep that side of the agreement, the covenant made on Mount Sinai. But what about the people? What was required of them? How could they keep up their end, if you like? It was quite simple, really. They were to fear the Lord their God, to walk in obedience to God, to love God, to serve the Lord with all their heart and with all their soul, and to observe the Lord's commands. For us, as we sit on another cusp in the life of the church, what are we to do, we might ask? First of all, fear the Lord. That word fear, when it relates to God, can bring up all sorts of questions. But safe to say, it does not mean we should be cowering in a corner trying to get away from a vengeful God. Rather, it means we should hold God in reverence. For after all, God is the one who sent the plagues on Egypt, the one who gave the people of Israel a path through the Red Sea. This is powerful, mighty God who is worthy of our honour and respect. And secondly, obey God and observe his commands. This would include the Ten Commandments mentioned earlier, but also in this very passage of chapter 10, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love God. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus was speaking with his disciples as they sat around eating their last meal together at the Last Supper. The disciples and Jesus, they were on the cusp of something which was about to happen. Jesus had warned them he was going away, he was leaving them, and they were sad and afraid. Jesus tried to reassure them. He told them they were his friends, not his servants, but his friends, if they did what he commanded. And what had he commanded? That they love one another, just as he had loved them, just as the Father loved him. It was that simple and it was that profound. This motley band of men were to love one another. Like Jesus, Moses also told his people that God loved them. God had chosen their ancestors, and now God was choosing them. He urged them to circumcise their hearts. Circumcision was and is an ancient sign of the covenant God made with their ancestor Abraham. It was the seal on the agreement God made with Abraham that his descendants would fill the earth. Now Moses was asking Abraham's descendants to make that same commitment to circumcise their hearts, to change their hearts, because when someone is circumcised, they are changed forever physically. To circumcise your hearts, you change your heart forever. And you do that by turning to God and by letting go of your stubbornness. The circumcision of the people's hearts was, of course, metaphorical. It could not be seen by the human eye. But the evidence of this circumcision would be found in the way they treated others. Just as God showed love to the foreigners living among them, just as God cared for the poor, so they should do that too. If you are wondering what God requires of you, now that you are on the cusp of change, especially if you're part of this new congregation, but also for everyone here, for we all face change in the church at the moment. What are you to do? According to this passage, hold God in reverence, fear God, so that you do not let the world corrupt you. Do not take bribes, and make sure that the poor receive justice. The second thing you are to do is to love God with all your heart and all your soul. You show your love for God by loving the people around you. Love one another. Love your siblings in Christ. Love the people in your communities. We don't have to look very hard these days to find those who are in need, both folks from around here and strangers arriving from far away. God's command is to love them, feed them, clothe them, get to know them, welcome them, include them. That's how you love God. That's how you love others, and that's how you love yourself. A few hours after Jesus spoke his command to love, he was arrested, put on trial, sentenced to die by crucifixion. His death shows us that this way of living, this way of loving, is costly. It cost Jesus his life, and it would cost most of his disciples their lives too. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their lives for their friends. That's what Jesus did. He died that we might live. He rose again that we might be free from fear, free from the fear of death, for it no longer has any hold over us. We know what the future holds. God loves us. God is with us by the power of the Spirit living in us, and God calls us to action. As we sit on this cusp, on this point, which may be quite jaggy this evening, I hope these words allow you to see a way ahead. And if you can't see that far, I hope they give you something to do. For faith grows out of action. As the book of James says, be doers of the word and not merely hearers. The future awaits. We go into the promised land, trusting in God who keeps his promises, God who is faithful to the end. Thanks be to God. Amen. You stand as we say the Apostles' Creed together. Please stay standing as we sing, Brother or Sister, Let Me Serve You.
The congregations of Chalmers Adler and Strathmartin voted on a basis of union and a basis of reviewable tenure on Sunday the 21st of April this year to form the congregation of Craigowl Parish Church. And both of these bases were duly approved by the congregations. The bases were then approved by the Presbytery Planning Committee on the 1st of May this year, using powers, and all of these actions were in accordance with the Presbytery Mission Plan. It was then agreed that the congregations would formally unite on July the 1st, yesterday, and today was agreed as the day to mark and celebrate the union of the two congregations. The congregation is now able to proceed to call a minister on a basis of reviewable tenure. But we now proceed to recognise and to celebrate the union of the two congregations to form Craigowl Parish Church.
Let's pray together. Let's all pray. Lord God, with all your holy people who in times past and present have formed congregations of your people and have met in this place and in Strathmartin to offer their prayers and praises to you, today we lift our voices in worship and thanksgiving. for those who came as children to learn of you, to be received within your covenant of grace in baptism, we give you our thanks today. For the young who have grown in you and matured in you and have been challenged by your claims, we give you our thanks today. For those who have come together in marriage, have rejoiced in your gift of children, and have learned to know you better in learning to love each other more truly, we give you our thanks today. For those who have taught and learned from one another and from you, we give you our thanks today. For ministers and elders, members of boards and committees, for musicians and choir members, for guilds and societies and groups, for all who have given their time and talents for the work and worship of your church in these parishes, we give you our thanks today. And for the knowledge that your church continues and that the work of your people goes on, we come to give you thanks today. God of faithfulness and love, we thank you for the worship and witness of these congregations and all who have gone before us in these parishes, bringing us to faith, sustaining us on our pilgrimage, catching us up into the glory of heaven. We thank you that for so many through the years, our gathering places have been the very house and gate of heaven, sanctified by word and sacrament, hallowed by the prayers and praises of your people from generation to generation. We struggle as we leave behind us buildings and ways of doing things that have meant so much to so many. And we pray that you would help us to know that when we leave this place, we do not leave your presence. And when we go out from this building, we do not leave the church. As we take this new step of faith together, make us worthy of those whose commitment and sacrifice, whose love and prayers have enriched and nourished parish and people, and caused your gospel to be renewed in every generation. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and might be to your name, our God, forever and ever. Amen. Members of the congregations of Chalmers Ardler and Strathmartin, having agreed to come together and be one congregation in Christ Jesus as of 1st July 2024 under the name of Dundee Craigowl Parish Church. As I put to you this question, will you please signify your agreement by standing if you're able or by raising your hand? Do you pledge yourselves in the presence of God and depending on his help to be faithful to the covenant of unity, love, and peace into which you are now entering for the better service of Christ's kingdom and the glory of his name? If you agree, would you please stand or show? And would all who are present now and are able to stand, please stand for the declaration. To the glory of God the Father, who has called us by his grace, to the glory of God the Son, who loved us and gave himself for us, to the glory of God the Holy Spirit, who enlightens and sanctifies us, we consecrate this union. In the unity of the faith, in the communion of saints, in gratitude for the labors and sacrifice of our forebears, in loving remembrance of those who have finished their course, acknowledging that without us their work is not made perfect, we dedicate ourselves to the worship of God and the service of his kingdom. And now, therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only King and Head of the Church, and by authority of this presbytery, I declare you to be united in one congregation of Craigow. Spare no effort to make fast with bonds of peace the unity which the Holy Spirit gives. Live in union with Christ Jesus as Lord. Be rooted in him, be built in him, grow strong in the faith, let your hearts overflow with thankfulness, and may God richly bless you. Amen. Please be seated. A big step has been taken this evening, and we're well aware that the path ahead will also involve big steps, more cusps, I dare say. But we do not move forward alone. Members of the United Congregation, you're called to find new ways to worship and to serve together. Get to know each other. Listen to one another's joys and sorrows. Learn to love one another as Christ loves you. In particular, you have the exciting task of joining together in seeking the minister of God's choosing to shepherd you as a flock in the next stage of your journey as a church, and together to share the unsearchable riches of Christ with the people of Balgowan and Ardler, this whole new parish of Craigow. As a presbytery, we are here to walk with you and to hold you in our prayers. Don't be slow to share your hopes and your longings. Be quick to turn to the one who is the hearer of prayer and who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or can ever imagine. And may God richly bless you and many others through in the years that lie ahead. Let me now invite Willie Strachan to lead us in prayer before we close the service with our final hymn. Thanks, Willie.
Let's come to God with our prayers of intercession. Let's pray. Architect of the universe, your voice called out over the deep and darkness and brought us light. Your voice called out over the waters and brought us life. Your voice called out over the earth and brought us our very being. And your voice continues to call out in our universe and bring new hope and new life. Loving God, help us to hear your voice above the buzz of our legal and business talk. Help us to hear your voice in the cries of children, in the soft tones of the sick, in the pleas of the poor, and in the seeming silence of the downtrodden and the oppressed. And help us to respond to your voice in our lives and in your communities and in your cities and in your country and across your world. We come knowing that your dream is for change for the good, change in our church and change in humanity, change which renews, change which enlivens, and change which places love, peace, hope, and justice at the forefront of everything. And God, we mean everything we do. God, we bring to you this new congregation, Craigow Church. Help them to learn from the many experiences and lessons they have learned over many years. Help the ministers, leaders, and members of this new beginning to be brave and bold as they build their own new presence across this parish. Bold in their worship, bold in their mission, bold in proclaiming Christ's gospel, brave and bold for you. Bless all of us with the wisdom and power of your Spirit, that we may bear our witness with courage and zeal, and commend the gospel of Christ to our generation, and grant all of us, ministers and people together, fresh faith and vision, new life and power, and abounding joy in all of our service. We pray for the renewal of the whole church, for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of our nation and community, for the release of those who are beset with troubles, and the relief of those who are in need. And God, we pray for those who we don't get on very well with. We pray for those who maybe don't like us very much. Help all of us to set these things aside and be true brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And help us to play our full, active, and central part in making all of that a reality in your world today. Hear this, our prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. And thanks also to those who have helped in preparation for tonight. Our thanks to musicians, to all who have prepared the church, and those who I gather have prepared refreshments for us afterwards. I hope everyone will stay for that. As we close then, let's sing in our final hymn, "Look Forward in Faith, All Time is in God's Hand."